Welcome back to In the Zone with head coach Gary Kubiak. Coach, Broncos 3-0, Vikings 2-1, really good football team. What is it you've seen on film so far that impresses you the most about what the Vikings bring to
the
team?
I see great effort from their team. That's a compliment to them and the staff there. And I see a physical football team. That's the way they're built. So this will be probably the most physical game we've been in so far. And, they're built to go on the road and run the football and play great defense, so we got our work cut out for us.
You bring up running the football. It's hard to think about the Minnesota Vikings without bringing up Adrian Peterson. He just came off a really nice game last week. Let's go ahead and hear from your linebacker, Brandon Marshall, about what he thinks it's going to take to stop AP.
He's a huge challenge, arguably the best running back in the league. He's very hard to tackle. He breaks a lot of tackles. He's fast. He's quick, explosive. So you got to tackle with a lot of aggression because, if you try to hit him, soft or anything, he's going to bounce off you. And he's one of the best right now.
I think maybe the key word there was swarm. That's a guy you got to swarm.
And you know what? It's interesting. You're watching him play this season. He's getting better and better as the season goes. So, we know what we're facing. And you can never assume he's down. And not only is he a powerful person, big guy, but he's got the speed for the home run, and that's the big difference. I mean, if you don't tackle well and he gets free at 7 points, it's not a 20-yard game.
Let's hear from your opposite head coach, Mike Zimmer. Now, I know you preach physical football. Mike Zimmer does, too, up there in Minnesota.
I do like the physical nature of our team the last couple weeks. I want us to continue that way. I hope that is our identity going forward, but, we'll see. We still got a long way to go.
Yeah, I mean, I got great respect for Mike. He's been a tremendous football coach in this league for many years, great person. And he's right. His defenses through the years are always physical and playmaking, and now his football team's built that way. So, we understand that, and it's something we pride ourselves on too. So it'll be a great matchup.
All right, Coach, thanks. And you'll be back in just a minute with the rapid-fire fan questions. Let's go back to studio where Raul has this week's injury report.
Thanks, Nick. The Broncos have had good luck with the injury report this season up until this week. Starter on the offensive line has been ruled out. Rookie left tackle Ty Sambrylo did not practice all week and will not play on Sunday. The second round pick from Colorado State suffered a shoulder injury in last week's game against the Lions. Ryan Harris will move over from right tackle to protect Manning's blind side in Sambrylo's place. Now, while Michael Schofield fills the gap at right tackle. And earlier this week, the team brought back former Bronco and CU Buff Tyler Columbus to add some depth on the line. Columbus was recently released by the Atlanta Falcons. Time now for the Arby's Know Your Broncos. Denver has plenty of talent at wide receiver, but rookie Jordan Taylor was good enough to earn a spot on the practice squad through training camp. The 6'5", undrafted free agent who played quarterback in high school and college had a direct line to Coach Gary Kubiak. He played with his son, Klein, at Rice University. Now he's settling into life as a rookie on the practice squad, which includes doing all the grunt work like collecting used gear for donations.
There's no telling, like I said, their situation and what they need and what they can't get or whatever. So we obviously have plenty to give. So, yeah, it's a neat deal. It's pretty surreal, honestly. You're kind of like, I don't even want to wear them. I just want to keep them, you know what I mean?
And we're not finished here on In the Zone with Coach Kubiak. After the break, you, the fans, get to ask Coach the questions and the always entertaining kid question of the week. That's coming up next.